Can you show me a Bible from which one of these miracles has been erased? Oh, how marvelously the old books stick together. All the striking of the chapters only driving them in deeper until they are clinched on the other side with the hammers of eternity. And the book is going to keep right on until the fires of the last day are kindled. Some of them will begin on one side and some on the other side of the old book. They will not find a bundle of loose manuscripts easily consumed like a tinder thrown into the fire. When the fires of the last day are kindled, some will burn on this side from Genesis towards Revelation, and others will burn on this side from Revelation towards Genesis. And in all their way, they will not find a single chapter or a single verse out of place. That will be the first time we can afford to do without the Bible. What will be the use of the book of Genesis, descriptive of how the world was made when the world is destroyed? What would be the use of the prophecies when they are all fulfilled? What would be the use of the evangelistic or Pauline description of Jesus Christ when we see him face to face? What would be the use of his photograph when we have met him in glory? What would be the use of the book of Revelation, standing as you will with your foot on the glassy sea and your hand on the ringing harp and your forehead caplet with eternal coronation amidst the amethyst in and 12-gated glories of heaven? The emerald dashing its green against the beryl, and the beryl dashing its blue against the sapphire, and the sapphire throwing its light on the jacinth, and you and I standing in the glories of 10,000 sunsets. But I do not think we will give up the Bible even at that time. I think we will want the Bible in heaven. Oh, blessed book. Good enough for us. Good enough for heaven.